Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Townsend Bailey of McDonald's joining us in just a moment.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
The upcoming Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on February 24th is all about the future of sustainable beef. One of the speakers at this year's event will be Townsend Bailey from the McDonald's Corporation. We had the chance to talk with him recently about his role with McDonald's and their quest to obtain high-quality, sustainably raised beef for their customers under the Golden Arches.
So I work in McDonald's U.S. supply chain business and work with engaging our U.S. suppliers. How do we make sure that we're looking at our supply chain from a long-term perspective for assured supply and for risk management, also for opportunities for resource efficiencies, in a competitive marketplace, making sure we're collaborating with our whole supply chain on ways to control costs so that we can have a compelling value offering for our customers. We know our customers are more curious than ever before about where their food comes from, what's in it, how it's made. Having that visibility in the supply chain and that full supply chain collaboration helps us build trust that the producers and the suppliers in our supply chain share our values and share the values with our customers as well.
Now, I mentioned the word sustainability. It seems like it's kind of a buzzword, but in the case of McDonald's, what does that really mean as you work with your suppliers?
It seems like just about everybody's got a different definition of sustainability. And for us, when we're looking at it, we look at sustainability through what we call our three E's of ethics, environment, and economics. And all three of those have to be in balance, and it can't be any just one of those. If all three aren't working together, then it's not going to be sustainable for us for the long term.
You've accepted an invitation to come down to the Noble Foundation's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference later in February. What are you hoping to maybe learn from producers and share with producers?
It's a whole lot more for me to learn than for me to share in being there. I'm always looking to learn more to understand the producer perspective and to make sure that the work we're doing it builds off of the good work that the producers are doing, because our entire supply chain relies on producers. And in terms of sharing, sharing the retailer perspective, we're interacting with customers every single day, whether it's face to face in our restaurants or following the millions of times we're mentioned in social media and those conversations. And so, helping to distill that and help producers understand that marketplace that we're engaging in and the important role that they play and helping us to navigate that and continue selling more beef in our hamburgers.
Townsend Bailey of McDonald's speaking at the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference happening February 24th in Ardmore. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring 2-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.